It's a little reggae for you now.
Oh, this is much better.
Is it? I don't know. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you have a question about air conditioning, cooling, or even heating, a question we received from Tucson is, what is a heat pump? I didn't catch the caller's name, but couldn't hold on.
Miss Harriet from
Harriet.
Tucson. Yep.
What is a heat pump?
Well, to put it simply, I mean, when we have an air conditioning system, we attach a furnace to it, and that obviously burns natural gas to create heat. In a situation, typically we put heat pumps in where there's no gas available, and effectively it's all electric. It's all electric. So effectively, a heat pump is an air conditioning system that will work both directions, meaning you can turn it into the air conditioning mode during the summer, and then it reverses the cycle, so it effectively takes the cold air out of the air during the winter and puts it outside and creates heat by removing the cold air. So it's effectively a air conditioning system that'll work two directions.
It's just got a reversing valve on it.
Correct.
You're asking it to air condition in reverse during
Correct.
The cold months.
Correct.
Now, I get a lot of homeowners when we're in their home getting ready to contemplate remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
If they live any place else but the very lowest, warmest places in the valley, if they're up the hill a little bit and carefree or mm-hmm. Upper portions of Scottsdale, that's the very, in my experience, that's the very edge of an effective heat pump.
Well, one thing, the constraint you have with the heat pump is when it gets very cold in the mornings, and you know, in Phoenix we might have a few days of that a year. It can't function. The temperature is too cold outside for the system to operate correctly.
And then you throw some dew on that. Some
a little bit of moisture,
high humidity,
and
then cold
can occur. Yeah,
and the heat pump is out there. It's like this little scout out there looking for any amount of warmth at all.
Correct.
It can grab and multiply and send it inside. And there's none out there to grab.
It effectively can't create it can't have the heat exchange on the exterior of the building because the temperature variance isn't there.
Now we can cheat those.
Yeah, we
and
can
put a
heat
coil
strips.
In them.
Right, we can put heat strips in, and that'll be auxiliary heat,
expensive.
And that'll work. Expensive to operate.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they'll probably only turn on a few times a year.
That's true.
A short duration.
Yeah.
But if you live north of here and it gets a little colder, not a good application.
And the other thing about a heat pump is a lot of people will move here from the Midwest, and they're all oil-fired, coal-fired, mm-hmm. gas-fired furnaces where you get up in the morning and you ask for heat.
And it delivers.
And it delivers warm air, you know, that's north of your body temperature. A heat pump never generates temperature above your body temperature. So even in the middle of winter, when you're trying to warm up the room, the air coming out of the ductwork seems cold.
Yeah, and from time to time, they have to run in what's called a defrost cycle. And so you'll actually get cold air out. But heat pumps do work well in Phoenix. I would have no issue putting a heat pump on my house. But you're right. Those few cold mornings that you get a year, it doesn't quite perform as well as a furnace.
You have to learn how to live with it. Because with a heat pump, you set the thermostat and walk away.
Yeah.
Leave your hands off the thermostat. You're not going to be able to warm the house up in the morning and then cool it back off to sleep at night. Find a temperature you're happy with. And with a heat pump, especially in the winter.
Right.
In the winter especially, find a temperature you can live with and leave it alone.
Right.
It can maintain a temperature. It cannot fluctuate inside temperature very efficiently.
Right. And the other thing, that furnaces are typically sized larger than they need to be, so you have a lot more horsepower to heat up that house quick.
Okay.
As we get to our calls, I have one more letter that came in this week I was kind of curious on. We actually get this quite frequently. Eric in Avondale wants to know about zoning air conditioning. Can it be filtered to do certain rooms or certain zones of the house?
Zoning.
Wait. Don't answer that.
Okay.
Romy, we're going to have a whole show dedicated
just on that.
Because isn't there new technology coming out now that's changing the answer to that question?
Well, of course.
You
know, the inverter technology coming out is totally different. It's a totally different animal.
Yeah.
It's expensive. It's early, right?
Yeah.
But it's a great system. I mean, look, there's a zoning system's a great application. I mean, I would take a step back before you say, let's introduce a zone kit into this and say, why do we need different thermostats in every room, right? Do we have temperature variances from room to room? We call ourselves a whole house air conditioning company because a house performs as a system, right? We're talking today about the piece of equipment called the air conditioning unit. But connected to that equipment is ductwork. ductwork delivers airflow, right? To get even temperature throughout the house, you have to deliver the appropriate amount of airflow specific to that building component at every single room of the house, right? So the reason why we say we're a whole house air conditioning company and a house is a system is because how much air you need depends on how your building performs. So if you don't look at the building, you're not addressing air conditioning correctly, right? So
biggest source of hot and cold spots in a house.
It could be an insulation failure. It could be airflow incorrect. It could be all sorts of things. Zones are great. If you want to, I want my office to be 75 and I want my master bedroom to be 81, mm-hmm. right? My wife likes it hot here. I want it cold in my office. Great. Perfect application. If you're trying to overcome the fact that your thermostat 7 is 78 and one room's 75 and the other one's 82, you should probably look at the root cause of why those two rooms are different temperature rather than throw a zone system on it.
Okay.
So what I would say is find the cause of the issue before you start throwing zone kits at it. But zone work, they work great if you want different temperatures in different rooms.
It really is the way the rest of the world conditions their inside room, because ductwork is kind of unique to America.
What you're talking about is is utilizing...
Do we need another show on this?
Yeah, this is a whole other show, zoning. It really is. You've got callers just begging to get in. Let's take them.
All right. George is going to start us off from Santan Valley. Welcome, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, I have a question. I have an issue with my coil on the attic. I had a technician come over and he told me I have a leak. And then I have a second person, he told me that it might be leaking, but there also there's like five lines connecting to that coil. And the first two lines, they had like really cold, but the top three lines is just hot. So what makes the coil one get clogged or leak, you know? Because I had it replaced 4 years ago, and now I have the same issue, so I don't have any cold air on my downstairs.
Okay.
Sounds like an attic air handler, Todd.
I would assume it's either an attic air handler or a coil.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little bit confused by what your statements are because some of them don't make a lot of sense. You have one refrigerant line that goes from the outdoor unit to the indoor unit. If you have a refrigerant leak, it could be in a lot of different things. It could be in the connections of the line set. It could be at the coil itself. It could be in the outdoor unit. If you have a refrigerant leak and it's a fairly new unit, you should be covered under warranty.
Yes.
You're probably going to have to pay for the labor. Yeah. But when you get into refrigerant leak issues, they get very expensive to repair. And many times you can fix the leak and it may come back. You know, if that pipe has a penetration somewhere, that coil has a penetration somewhere, you know, obviously that's a real concern. It sounds like what you're talking about, you have hot air, hot and cold. I'm assuming he's referring to the duct system.
I would get the same thing. When he said five lines running out of one thing, it's got a supply drop plenum,
right.
And then it just snakes out probably in flex duct seven different ways.
Correct.
love those systems.
Right. I mean, that's pretty – most houses in you know, Arizona have those
systems.
I know. And if done correctly, they can work properly. Central air system is what we all have, or most of us.
So if he's not under warranty, how are we going to direct George to solve this?
I mean, first and foremost, he has to fix his refrigerant leak. I mean, it's like running your car without gas and oil. It doesn't work.
Check the installer that installed it and see if he's still got warranty. That's the very first thing.
If it's a couple years ago, even if his warranty wasn't registered, he still should have a warranty for at least the parts.
Yeah, and if he hits a dead end there, I would tell him just call us or call Rias and talk with a technician. And the phone number?
480-969-7500.
Okay.
So we'll be happy to come out and diagnose it. It sounds like also you might have an airflow issue, which is related to your ductwork, which is pretty common.
Appreciate the call. Let's see what Carolyn has for us this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Carolyn, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to know what you think of this new train that we had installed about 2 years ago that has a small unit in it. And that goes on when it isn't so hot and so on and so forth and humid. And then the bigger one comes on later on. And we had one installed, and I am not that happy with it.
Okay. It sounds like you put in what's called an XL20i, which has two compressors. So it functions as two air conditioning units. So if you had a 4-ton unit put in, it would function as a 2-ton and a 4-ton. And the reason why those systems are great is because the requirement, your air conditioning load or your heat load of your building changes from night to day, right? It's the, your load's a lot higher at 4 o'clock in the afternoon versus 4 o'clock in the morning. And it changes from May to July or August. So when a system has two compressors, it can modulate back and forth between the two systems, and you will always effectively have the right size unit. If it was not installed correctly, those are very sophisticated systems. If it was not installed correctly, that system might not be going from first stage to second stage properly. The other thing to take into consideration with those, you have to be very skilled in how those systems perform, because if the airflow is not right, when it's in lower stage, you won't actually be delivering the air. So the duct systems have to be good in those systems, and you have to have a technically proficient contractor that knows how to do it. If you call my office, I'd be happy to send a technician out there for free. We'll take a look at it. We'll see if maybe you have a system. You know, we've seen this from time to time where they require specific thermostats. If the right thermostat's not on, the functionality of the equipment isn't working correctly. So give us a call, 480-969-7500. I'll send a technician out to your house. We'll take a look and we'll see if it's operating correctly.
She really ought to be tickled to death with that unit.
Yeah,
that,
something's that, not that, working that, right if you're
that,
not happy with
that
it.
That actual piece of equipment really is one of our favorite equipments of choice.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. If it's if you're not happy with it, it's because it wasn't. There's something wrong and something's not installed correctly.
Yeah. Cool. What better system to have when you only need 2 tons of air conditioning to get you to the desired temperature? It's only operating at 2 tons.
Well, two-stage equipment and the new variable speed equipment, they are, I mean, the best way to describe them is they're smart air conditioning units, right? They literally, when your house only needs 2 tons, they only deliver 2 tons. And why that's important is because they will do a better job of delivering cooling consistently.
Yeah.
And they'll do a better job of removing moisture.
Because they run longer.
Because they run longer and they run properly, right? Whereas if you have a 4-ton unit when you only need a 2-ton, it's going to turn on and turn off instead of actually continuously cooling the air. So they also have variable speed air handlers, which modulate how much air.
And an interesting true story is we have recently converted a workshop from an evap cooler to an air conditioner, mm-hmm. and the guy was amazed. It doesn't cost me a dime more.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost me one dime more.
The lowest efficient equipment today, a 13-SEER unit, uses less electricity than a evaporative cooler.
Yeah, and a evap cooler runs constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly. You turn it on and you let that baby run. Hey, more when we get back right here at Rosie on the House. Don't go anywhere.